Come on, praise Him. Amen, praise God. There are, amen, praise God, important things for us to recognize when it comes, praise God, to, amen, praise God, doing something for God. And, amen, praise God, if we are laboring, praise God, amen, understand that, praise God, our labor is to be for the Lord. Amen, praise God. There is, amen, the idea sometimes, praise God, that our labor, amen, praise God, is finished after we have labored, amen, praise God, for, amen, 20 years, 30 years, can you say amen? Amen, it's time for us to retire. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. I can, amen, step back a little bit because I put my time in. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. But we bring, amen, praise God, our hearts to look at, amen, praise God, the circumstances of Nehemiah and those that were with him, praise God. Amen, praise God. Ezra, Nehemiah, and Zerubbabel, the governor, praise God. Amen. At the time, praise God, they had, amen, praise God, something to do for the Lord. They had already, amen, praise God, built, amen, praise God, the house of the Lord up, amen, praise God, restored the altar, amen, praise God, and set up the temple worship again. Can you say amen? And while the enemy sought to hinder that work, amen, praise God, God allowed it, amen, to be accomplished and to be done and to go forward. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. But one section, amen, praise God, of the work didn't mean that the job was done. Jesus. Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, even though the temple had been set up, there was still more work to be done. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Sometimes we think, praise God, okay, I got this done and I'm ready, amen, praise God, to kick back. Amen, praise God. But when it comes, praise God, to the work of the Lord, amen, praise God, it is an ongoing and a necessary work. Amen, praise God. And just because it is the work of the Lord, it doesn't mean that the enemy will not get in your way. It does not mean, praise God, that he will not try to hamper, amen, your efforts. Can we say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. The devil don't want you to work for God. Amen, praise God. Why? Because he know that if you work for God, God don't bless you. And the devil don't want you to be blessed. He steals anything he can from you. And if you allow him, he will steal your very blessing. You ought to praise God today. Can you say amen? Amen. And so, praise God, the enemy, praise God, amen, in this case, stood up, hallelujah, in the form of, amen, Sanballat and Tobias, amen, challenging those, hallelujah, praise God, that were working, hallelujah, on the wall, amen. They were about, amen, praise God, a good thing. They were about working, praise God, amen, praise God, on that was necessary to be done. And amen, praise God. But the enemy would not stand aside. He would not just allow them to go forward in the work. Can you say amen? And the enemy let it be known, hallelujah, amen, that you go up on that wall and work, and we're going to come against you. Hallelujah. You ain't going to know what time. You ain't going to know what moment. You ain't going to know which way we won't come from. But if you go up on that wall, you better believe we're going to come after you. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. But we are to be reminded, praise God, that the enemy has not ceased from giving threats to the people of God. Amen. Tell your neighbor, there will be a challenge for you if you make up your mind that you want to work for the Lord. Amen. Amen, praise God. Amen. There will be challenges afflicted you. Amen. Against you, praise God. Challenges that will come in your mind. Challenges in your body. Can you say amen? Challenges with finances. Can you say amen? Challenges with obstacles in the way. Hallelujah. Praise our God. But we are the people of God. Amen. Our God never retreats from a challenge. And we are the people of God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, David did not run away from the giant, but he ran toward the giant. Amen. Letting him know, hallelujah, praise God, that I got a name that I'm warring under. And amen, that name that I'm warring under, amen, is a name exalted and a name that is above every other name. Amen. David, when he ran against Goliath, praise God, ran having a testimony in his bosom. Anybody got a testimony? Can you say amen? Sometimes we don't know the testimony that we got. Amen. Is greater than getting delivered from the car accident. Sometimes we don't know that the testimony that we got is greater than, amen, that new house, that, amen, new job, amen, that new position. Can we say amen? But our greatest testimony, amen, is a testimony of the redeemed. And the redeemed say, I once was lost, but now I am found. Y'all ought to praise in him. Can you say amen? To be redeemed of the Lord is to have the greatest testimony of all. Amen. Praise God. To be saved and to be counted among the number of them that will meet the Lord in the air for this church dispensation is enough for you to stand up and shout, I thank you, Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. You can shout it every day. If he didn't do nothing else but save your soul, it's worth every day of your life to give him the praise for your redemption. You ought to praise him today. You ought to give him the glory. Amen. The enemy will challenge you. Amen. Praise God. He will try to discourage you with negative words. He will discourage you with negative feelings. Can you say amen? But we are the redeemed of the Lord. We press over mountains. You ought to praise him. We stand up in valleys. Hallelujah. We go through Red Seas. Amen. We stand in storms, praising our God and giving him the glory. We don't wait for the sunshine. Amen. We praise him in the rain. We don't pray. Amen. Wait for the pain to go before we praise him. But while we still hurting, can you say amen? We lift up our voice and we magnify our God and we give him the glory and we give him the praise. In other words, praise God, we don't use an excuse not to praise him. Can you say amen? Amen, those that were building the wall had a reason not to go up. They're going to attack us. They done made it plain. And we ain't got enough guards and soldiers to watch every avenue that they might come at us from. Not only that, they already told us, you don't know what time we coming. We might come early. We might come late. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. In other words, they were telling those on the wall that you can't stop us from coming against you because you don't know where, you don't know when, and you don't know how. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, those that, amen, were, amen, to build on the wall were faced with a challenge. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We can't get help. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. On the spur of a moment, can you say amen? We got to be ready and able to stand for ourselves. Can we say Amen. And while, hallelujah, we can have the instruction that when we sound an alarm, you can come to our aid. We need to be able to stand until help arrives. Y'all are crazy. Can you say amen? And so there was the quandary. Hallelujah. The work needed to be done. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But the enemy needed to be kept at bay. Can you say amen? Do we leave the work and fight the enemy? Or do we, amen, do the work and take the chance of the enemy coming upon us? Can you say amen? Oh, somebody, the enemy like to put it in two choices. Can you say amen? But let me remind you, you ain't got but one choice. Can you say amen? Amen. The enemy want to tell you it's either this or that. But you can't do both. Can you say amen? Oh, Lord, can you say amen? He want to shut you down on one side or the other. Because he know either side you go down on, he'll get you on the other. Can you say amen? But we know the devil's tactics. Can we say amen? And we know the God that we lean on. We know the God that we rely on. Can you say amen? So they got together. Can you say amen? And they made a commitment to the work of the Lord. We're going to build this wall. Can you say amen? In other words, there was a commitment that we're going to do the work of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, do we need that kind of commitment in our spirit that we're going to do the work of the Lord? I know the enemy's out there, but we're going to do the work of the Lord. I know there are obstacles in my way, but we're going to do the work of the Lord. I know it ain't going to be easy. I know it's going to require some sacrifice, some time, but we're going to do the work of the Lord. I wonder if anybody could raise their voice. Decision to do the work of the Lord. Can you say amen? They had to put, amen, praise God, a trial, if you please, in one hand. Can you say amen? Amen. With that hand, I'm going to work in the building of the wall. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. On the other hand, they decided I can't leave that hand empty. Because the enemy may come against me. Can you say amen? So then, with one hand, they had a trial. I'm just using trial. Can we say amen? And the other hand, they had a sword. Can you say amen? With one hand, amen, they were working in building the wall. With the other hand, they were ready for the enemy. If he came against them, they would stand. Can you say amen? Because they had a trial in one hand and a sword in the other. And because they had both hands occupied, there was no hand empty. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. They were committed. They were dedicated. They had their mind made up. Amen. They were going to build the wall. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, they were so dedicated. Amen. Praise God. That even from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. From the morning light until the stars appear, they had their mind made up. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you couldn't build on that wall if you didn't have your mind made up. Can you say amen? You couldn't build on that wall. Amen. If you had an empty hand. Can you say amen? Because, hallelujah, amen, there was no hands empty. They had some. such a commitment that not only were they willing to work the whole day, and that's the point I want to make. That's one. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor they were willing to work the whole day. Can you say amen? From the morning, amen, till the stars came out. Tell somebody, amen, tell them they were willing to work the whole day. Lord, have mercy. And because they had that kind of commitment, amen, they didn't worry about what their neighbor thought about. Can you say amen? You got them same clothes on. Lord, have mercy. Can you say amen? But they had a commitment. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? They wouldn't even undress. They wouldn't even take their clothes off. Amen. Except to wash their body. Can you say amen? Why? Because I got to be ready. Amen. And I got a bill. Tell your neighbor, I got to be ready. And I got a bill. Tell your neighbor, I got to be ready. And I got a bill. And make no mistake about it, they built the wall. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They built it with no hands empty. They built it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Without, amen, changing clothes and changing garments. Can you say amen? They were willing to labor all the day long. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. And so praise God from that example of Nehemiah and them building the wall. We are to realize that God himself has work to be done. Amen. Even now. Tell your neighbor. Even now. God has work to be done. Tell your neighbor, even now, God has work to be done. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? I won't be that long, but listen. Amen. He gives the parable of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. When, amen, the householder, that is the master of the vineyard, went out early in the morning. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And he found those there. And they made an agreement to work in the vineyard for a penny. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. But the master wasn't satisfied with just that one work crew. He went back out again. Can you say amen? Why? Because there was work to be done. And amen, because there was work to be done. He went out, amen, at the third hour. He went out at the fifth hour. He went out at the sixth hour. Can you say amen? Every one of those hours of the day, the master went out to call. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God called you, I don't know what hour of your day it was. Can you say amen? He may have called you early when you were just a youngster. Can you say amen? But he might have called you when you were in your 60s and 70s. I don't know what hour of the day that he called you. Can you say amen? But when he called you, he called you to be saved and to be delivered. And he didn't want you to be delivered so you could sit down. Can you say amen? But he wanted you to be delivered because he had work for you to do. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Look at your neighbor and tell him, God saved me to work for him. Y'all ought to praise him. Tell your neighbor, God saved me. Work for him. Tell him again, God, he saved me to work. be, hallelujah, shy about working for the Lord. Because when we work for God, you got God's word. What is right, I will pay. Can you say amen? Lord, have mercy. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't get jealous at somebody's blessing. Go to work. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't get jealous at somebody's blessing. Go to work. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, go to work. God can do some more for you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Think about your day. And God is saying, work. Amen. While it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Guess what? That means when you're dead, you can't work. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you're dead, you can't work. Can you say amen? Lord, have mercy. When you're dead, you can't work. So then when you stop working,
no reward.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, y'all figured that out. Can you say amen? So when you stop working, can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I better not stop working. Can you say amen? Amen. Because God told me to work while it is a day. And that day is not a 24 hour. But that day is your life. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God told me to work every day of my life. Can you say amen? We press our way to the government. Can you say amen? We press our way to the private industry. I wonder if we would bring some of our reasons to our government boss that we bring to the Lord. Can you say amen? If we would bring, amen, some of our reason, amen, I would, but, amen, tell your boss that, tell your supervisor that, amen, Lord have mercy, I didn't do it when I worked, I don't believe you did when you worked. Can you say amen? Amen. And y'all know I used to work for Metro. Amen. They wanted a body. They didn't need me to love them. They just needed me to show up. Can you say amen? They didn't need me to care about them. They needed me to show up. Amen. And make no mistake about it, they didn't love me either. Can you say amen? They paid me because I worked. That's right. Can you say amen? And when I worked, I got paid. Yeah. And when I didn't work,
you ain't doing your thing.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. And God is telling us, amen, I don't want no hands empty. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm doing this. Can you say amen? But what you're doing over there? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Lord, I got this. Amen. But what about that? Can we say amen? Listen. Amen. Amen. God told Israel concerning a harvest. Amen. Don't say I got 4 months. Hallelujah. I got time. No, you ain't. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, put your hand to the plow. Don't look back. Amen. Put your hand to the plow. Can you say amen?
Well, I plowed all. I've plowed 9 rows already. Amen. You looking back. But you know.
All right.
that you did last year. Can you say amen? But God said, don't be looking back. You got to go forward. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise our God. Work while it is day. Cause your night is coming. And let me tell you, in the natural, amen, when people, amen, they done done the studies, in the natural, amen, when people retire and they don't occupy themselves, that is, if they don't keep on working, doing something, after they retire, they die more quickly. Can you say amen? When you not occupied in labor, amen, you gonna die. Can you say amen? Lift your hand to the Lord and say, Lord, let me work. I don't want to be idle. Let me work, Lord. Let me work. Let me work, Lord, while it is a day. So drag your little foot. Can you say amen? Where you going? I'm going to work.
That's right.
Can you say amen? Hold your back. Like I gotta hold mine. Can you say amen? Hold your back and drag your back on. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Lord, I got this issue and I got that issue, but there is a press. Can you say amen? The only way you don't have a press is you don't have no issues. Can you say amen? Tell your name, the only way you don't have a press is you don't have no issue. Can you say amen? And God told us to press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of Christ. Amen. Of God in Christ Jesus. That means if you got a press, there's going to be an obstacle for you to press over. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everybody got something in their way. You ain't unique. Can you say amen? You ain't got this all on your own. Everybody got something to press over. Can you say amen? God ain't looking at the issue. Can you say amen? Because it don't matter what the issue may be. Our God is greater than your issue. In your own heart, you gotta get this in your own mind. You gotta pick up and fill up both of your hands so you have no hands empty. Can you say amen? I wanna work because the work of the Lord is necessary. I wanna work because the work of the Lord is urgent. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it's urgent. Night is coming. It's urgent. I gotta work. It's urgent. Can you say amen? I gotta move while I have the opportunity. I gotta praise him while I got a chance. I gotta magnify him. I gotta put my hand to the plow and go forward. It don't matter what's going on in your life, in my life. Press for the mark. Press for the prize. Press to labor. No hands empty. No hands empty. They had a mind to work. In the nature of their hand, amen, praise God, that they had something. Can you say amen? And in that hand to find a purpose, can you say thank you, Jesus, for the Lord? And they were willing to work all day. Can you say amen? We got to get a mind that we're willing to work all day.
Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? When I can't raise my hand, let me open my mouth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. When I can't stand up and clap, let me sit down and praise you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? When I can't run up and down like I used to, let me just walk up and down. Can you say thank you? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I ain't done till I'm done. It ain't over until my day is over. Amen. When my night comes, then I can't do nothing. But until night comes, work.
Hallelujah.
And no hands are to be empty. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm closing, but when, amen, praise God, they would bring an offering to the Lord. Amen, praise God. God required them to bring an offering and a sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, no man will appear before me empty. That means everybody had to bring something.
Amen.
Can you say amen? And no excuses. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But see, it has to be from your heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. Nobody, God won't force you. Yeah. I'm not going to force you. Amen. Yeah. Nobody's going to force you. Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. But just understand the consequences.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, praise God. Just understand, amen, praise God, that God, amen, praise God, has ordained that we work.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Yes,
amen, praise God. It's no if and but.
Yes, Lord.
You're supposed to be working. Yes. Amen, praise God. And this work, amen, praise God, that the church is about, amen, praise God, they ask the Lord Jesus, what do we do that we might work the works of God? Amen, praise God, and amen, and God's answer was, amen, praise God, that the work of God, amen, praise God, is about, amen, those that will believe on him. Can you say amen?
Yes,
so the church is about, amen, praise God, preaching, teaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that calls men and women to believe on him. Can you say amen?
Yes.
The choir is more than a choir. It's part of the work of God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Serving at the door is more than just standing at the door. It's part of the work of God. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because the church, amen, praise God, is to bring men to repentance, to cause them to know who God is, to cause them, praise God, to come to him and be saved before it's everlastingly too late. People brag about where they work. Because, amen, praise God, some jobs are jobs of distinction. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I work at the Pentagon. You say thank you, Jesus? I work at the White House. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. I work, amen, for Mr. Gates. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Some jobs are distinction. And automatically, we know if you got that kind of job, you got some kind of benefits to go with it. Can you say amen? That's what makes it a job of distinction.
That's right.
Can you say amen? Yeah. But guess what? To work for God.
Oh, yeah.
To work for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? That's the greatest work you could ever do. And God would use somebody like me and you to do this great work.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
We ought to be honored.
Thank you, Lord.
You mean I get to work for God to do, amen, praise God, labor for my God?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at things in the wrong light. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. You think it's sacrifice without benefit. There is benefit in sacrifice. Can you say amen? Understand, there is benefit in sacrifice. But God wants us, amen, praise God, to love mercy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? So there's mercy, it's better. And obedience, is better. Can you say amen? So there's benefit in sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. And above that, when your heart is geared toward God and the things and the attributes of God, mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And amen. Obedience. Amen. Praise God. You just adding on to the benefit.
My God.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it's a privilege.
I'm telling you. It's a
privilege. I'm closing, and now I guess I got to stop and get it. Amen. These benefits are greater.
Amen.
The psalmist told us in the 103rd Psalm, amen, praise God, to forget not all of his benefits. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, you're privileged to be assigned a duty in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
It's a privilege to teach Sunday school.
Yes.
It's a privilege to stand at the door.
Yes.
It's a privilege to clean the church.
Yes.
It's a privilege to serve him. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And when we recognize, amen, praise God, what a distinct honor it is to serve God, then your mouth won't be complaining about, oh, I got to do this. Oh, this needs to be done. Where is our joy? Where is our enthusiasm? Can you say amen?
Amen?
But even further than that, where is our commitment to serve him? We don't just press for a little while. We press on throughout our day. Can you say amen? Why? Because, amen, God has been good to us.
Yes.
And because he's been good to us, praise God, we serve him with joy and enthusiasm.
Yes.
Can you say amen? We want to bring our best to the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He's worthy of it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So, amen, praise God. We're going to go to God and say, Lord, I want you to heal me. I want you to deliver me. I want you to make a way for me. Amen. I want you to open doors. Continue to keep a roof over my head. Continue to keep food on my table. And I'll serve you when I feel like it.
No.
I just say thank you, Jesus. I'll come when I want to come. I'll come when the conditions are right. Felix, I think, tells Paul. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I will hear you again at a more convenient season. Can you say amen? We'd be looking for that convenient season. But press don't mean easy.
Press.
Can you say, tell your neighbor, press don't mean easy.
Press means press.
Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, if you could just cruise into heaven, I might come down here once every other month. I mean, I might be 3 months. Can you say amen? Press means press. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. And I'm preparing sermon or getting message together. No, let me use this time. I can do something else. Let me use this time. Do this and do that. Can you say amen? But press means press. Can you say amen? And so then, yes, there will be obstacles. Amen, praise God. But that's how God has designed it. Because you get stronger as you press over your obstacles.
Amen.
Let me bring it to the conclusion. No hands empty. God says this. Behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
And my reward is with me.
That's right.
To give every man according as his work shall be. At that day, hold my mic. Amen. At that day, when the Lord returns with his reward, amen, praise God, to give every man according as his work shall be. Let there be no hands empty.
My God, my God.
Come on, give him a praise.